Welcome to Shomar Shalom Daf from Sochim Daf Nun. The Gemara at the end of the Perek brings the differences between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And the first part, the Gemara brings that in Olam Hazeh, we have Dianemis and a Toiv HaMeitiv, and in Olam Haba, there will be only a Toiv HaMeitiv. And in the first recording on Masecht Pesachim, we explain that, what's the difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba from that aspect. But then the Gemara concludes the Perek by saying that in this world, Olam Hazeh, the name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is read with the name Adnos, Aleph Daled Nun Yud. And Lasid Lavoi, the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, will be read also as Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is learned from the Pasuk we just read this Shabbos. It says, Shmi Le'olam, Le'olam is written without a Vav, Le'alam Loshon Ha'alama. Meaning you have to conceal and cover the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem cannot be revealed in this world. What does it mean? What's Shat Olam Hazeh? You can't say the name of Hashem. It's, so to speak, secretive. It's Ne'alam, but Lasid Lavoi will be revealed. So first, we have to understand, what does it mean when you say that something is a secret? Something is Ne'alam, something is covered. And if a Shechayim tells us, it's something strange. We have something called Torah Sasoit, the secrets of Torah. So ask the Shechayim, everything, if I know it, it's not a secret for me. If I don't know it, so then it's a secret. There's a story that my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro always used to say, that there was a Rebbe that didn't know how to learn. Someone asked him, what are you learning? So he said, Soides HaTorah, the secrets of Torah. So the one that told him, you should know, for you, Baba Kama is also a secret. It's also Soides HaTorah, because you don't know how to learn Gemara either. Meaning, if I know something, it's not a soid. If I don't know, it is a soid. What does it mean, soid? What does it mean, ne'elam? What do you mean when something is in hester? It's covered. So Rav Shechayim tells us the key is that when something is a soid, it's a secret, it's ne'elam, it means that it's too holy to be revealed in this world. And with this, we can go to understand what's going on with Shem Hashem. Let's use what Nefesh HaChaim in Shah Gimel says in the Baal Tanya in Shah Yichud Ve'emunah. They both say the same concept that this world is a world where we don't really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly. In what way? The emes, if you go to the truth, the world is full of Hashem. Miloy chalaretz kvoidei. Everywhere you go, you should see Hashem. Mimale kol ha'almim, v'soiv kol ha'almim. He fills up all the worlds, and He surrounds all the worlds. Wherever you go, Hashem is the world. Everything is living, is existing based on Hashem. But if you go around the world this way, so a human being doesn't have really what to do. Because everything you do, every action in the world, every result, every mindset, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's no, where's a human being you'd be able to operate? So the answer that Shechayim Baal Tanya tells us is that the world has a cover, it's concealed. And it allows you to operate in a world that doesn't appear in our eyes that we see Hashem. We go around, we see a table, we see a chair, we see a tree. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we go. So in Mele, we see a place where a human being can operate and can do things. This is really the difference between the names. The name Havayo, Yud Kei Vav Kei, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoyo, Hoyve, Vehiye. He was in the past, in the present, in the future. Umehave, Sakol, and He created and controls everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. The Shem Adnos is a din of an Adon, of a master. As the Maharsha tells us in Kiddushin, it has in the word Adnos, you have the word din. And it refers to the Midas Adin. Midas Adin means judgment. Depends on what a human being does. If you have a master, you have a slave. The human being is the one who's controlling. He does good, he gets good. He does bad, he gets bad. It's in his control. The world of Yud Kei Vav Kei is a world where a person cannot live. The world of Adnos is a place where a human being can operate. So this world, really we know that the oimik of this world, the depth, is the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei too. We believe in that. But what we see and what we operate in is in a world of Adnos, of Aleph Dal Nun Yud. La'asid lo, when we get to the time of Olam Haba, then we'll be able to operate and live in a world of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what it means that the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is Ne'alam, is concealed. What it means concealed in this world, every time we speak about a soit, it means it cannot be revealed in the world because we can't really connect to it. So we can learn about it, we can understand that such a thing exists, but we can't really relate to it. So Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is concealed in this world and revealed in the world to come. We have a halacha Shulchan Aruch, that every time we say Yudkei Vavkei, in davening or in learning, we always have kavana of Adnos. Except one place, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad, when we say Kriya Shema, that's the only time we have kavana also for Yudkei Vavkei, Hoya Hoya Vivihiyeh. Why? Because when we say Shema Yisrael, then we do connect to the world to come. Then we do connect to Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad, we connect it in Shema Yisrael. Baal Tanya and Nefesh HaChaim both say this point, that when you say Shema Yisrael twice a day, you're able to connect to the real Havayo, to the revelation of Hashem that will be revealed L'Hasid Lovoy. But in this world, we operate in the name Adnos Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Although we believe and know in Shem Havaya, and that's really the whole revelation of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to come and reveal this name, as the Ramban explains to us in the end of Parshas Bo. Anyone wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.